Good job, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. Wow. I couldn't sleep last night. As soon as it was announced last night, I was like, oh, I can't wait to chat with the girls. So proud. You guys must be on cloud nine.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Go Tassie.
Exactly. Go Tassie. We're tough people, us Tassies.
Unbelievable. I spoke to Janet the other morning after she was eliminated, and she said, you know what, you should be so proud of your Tassie girls. And I said, you know what, I really am. And as soon as she said that, I thought to myself, I've just got a feeling it's all going to go so smoothly.
Look, a few people have said that to me. They've just said, look, we think you've got it. And, like, we did not find out till you found out last night. Our executive producer said, I wanted you to have the surprise. And we found out when everyone else found out, and it was amazing.
Unbelievable. How do you feel? I mean, that's a silly question. There's only so many I can ask you in a short space of time, but, I mean, I can hear that you're just so happy that it's over, you've done it, you've passed that block in your life, and you're looking forward to the future. Is that what it's really like for you?
Look, it is, and I've said it on the show towards the end. I've got this inner peace about me now, and Katie seems to have this. She's optimistic about life, and we're just happy. We just live in the moment. I think that's the big thing. We live in the moment.
You know what? Yeah. And you're saying that. You say, if we're happy, we eat. If we're grumpy, we eat. And it got out of control.
Now we eat if we're hungry.
That's it. And you're in control.
We're in control.
100%.
Now, it's really nice to see and humbling that everybody's taken something away from The Biggest Loser. Everybody on that show, apart from King Richard and Amber, weren't in it for the money. They were in it to change their lives, and the money was just an added bonus, and you guys have stuck to that right from the start, hey?
Look, definitely. A few of the others it was about the money as well, but for some of us, it was never about the money, and we used to actually frustrate production sometimes because we weren't competitive enough, as in, oh, we want to win, we want to win. It was one step at a time, one challenge at a time.
Mum was just doing what she had to do to keep me in the house for as long as possible. Never thought we'd win it.
Well, those figures, I mean, Katie, 48.7 kilos in 3 months. That's amazing. From watching those video thingies of you playing video games and eating chips to that, you've done a stellar job. Pat on the back.
Yeah, I should never become a mother. I've lost a toddler.
She got up and she yesterday went for a 5 kilometre run with her father at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I just think, who is this person?
It's the new Katie. And you, Robin, 38 kilos in 3 months. That is amazing.
It is. It is. I never thought it was possible. We were sort of, I'll be happy if I can lose 20 kilos and Katie can lose 30. And we're just in such a short amount of time. So, look, anything's possible.
Look, and we always hear that, after The Biggest Loser, the contestants put on weight, they crack the crabbies with, no support from the producers. You guys have got it in the bag now. Do you reckon you can stick to it?
Oh, yeah. And we know they're always there. They've told us. And they've been texting us, and we just get random messages from them, and they've said, we're always here. We're just a phone call away. And you can't expect them to babysit us forever. I mean, they fixed our life for us.
Yep.
So now it's up to us to take everything we've learned and to use it.
Which should be nice and easy. Big shout out to your work colleagues at Metro this morning as well, Robin.
Everyone at Metro, they're just so supportive. I mean, they're just fantastic. So be nice to your bus drivers today.
Exactly right. And Katie, have you got your application form into the military yet?
Yep. Actually went in yesterday.
Joking.
I had it all worked out. I was going to go in yesterday and then on Sunday, but now it's all changed. I had a massive day yesterday and I've got too many jobs to choose from.
Oh, that's amazing to hear. Look, next time you're up the coast, call in and say good day. Love to say hi.
All right, well, sure.
Obviously, that's publicity on the phone trying to get through to you. So thanks for talking to us this morning here at CFM, and we'll keep track of how you're going.
Are you the Burnie one?
We're up the coast.
Oh, hello to all our family up there. Katie's father's from Burnie, the Dyke family. Hello, everyone.
It's such a small world. Love you guys. Thanks for the chat.
Thank you.
See ya.